Hello, Audioboo. It's Monday afternoon. I'm at Amy's house. Amy's upstairs doing something on the computer, and Jeff is working. And I'm wandering around the house, walking into the kitchen just now. Gonna go out the back door to the back garden and see if there's a bit of sun or a bit of fresh air. And just want to tell you about sort of the last couple of days. It's nice out here. So I will, sun's shining, birds are singing. It's kind of quiet. You can hear cars off in the distance. You could hear a bit of construction going on earlier, but now. Oh, there's the door closing. We got here on Saturday, sort of around, well, the train was a bit late, so we got here just after 5:30, and we're met the assistants at Edinburgh Haymarket. It was really good. He took us, and we met Amy, and we took a taxi to her house. She's got a lovely house. We put our stuff, took Rosie out. It was raining a little, not much, but took our stuff, put our stuff here. No idea what. Don't know what language that is. Just interesting. Then we went out to eat at this place called Radical Road, which I was a bit worried about because we waited forever for a table, and the waiters were a bit weird, but the food was amazing. So much so that we asked them if they did Sunday lunch. They said, yeah. And so we went there yesterday for Sunday lunch, but that was actually quite disappointing. But the Saturday night meal was really, really good. And after that, we went to Asda. There's a 24-hour Asda here. Picked up a couple of things. Came here and basically went to bed. Woke up, Sunday morning, a few bits and bobs, and then went out to this lunch. Came back, then later on, we just kind of did things on the computers. And Jeff and Amy both started feeling, Jeff felt like he was coming down with a cold, and Amy felt not, her tummy was a bit weird after that meal. So I said, I'll go to Asda and pick up some things and make you some soup. And so Jeff came with me to Asda. Amy stayed home with Rosie, because I thought, well, we're taking taxi there and back, and we're shopping, so we got the best assistance we ever got. In any kind of grocery store at Asda. By this lovely lass named Christy. Found everything we needed, including a few things for the kitchen that Amy didn't have, and we wanted to give them to her as a housewarming gift. Because I like, especially when people move, get a new place, I like to give them what they need, so they can use it. So we made soup, and she didn't have a big enough saucepan. She loved it for her, and a couple of other things, set of knives, and chopping board, and set of bowls. Made soup last night. I made fresh garlic bread, homemade garlic bread. I heated up these varieties, which Amy says are a bit like Cornish pasties, so. Went to bed. got up this morning, had a bit of breakfast. Amy's cleaners were here. Hung out a bit, and soon I'll be going. This is something that I've known for a few days, but I didn't know if it was going to work out. I got a call from the BBC's In Touch program on Radio 4. Jeff, somebody who works in the program, is an expat Australian and knows Jeff, and so she knew we were here. And a really, really lovely person. And wanted to do an interview with me about how blind people cope in emergency situations like what we have now in Israel. Wanted to interview me as well as a blind person from Gaza, which I'm glad she managed to find, because I was worried, and so was she really, that we weren't going to find anyone. So she did, and we're going to do an interview. I'm actually waiting in about 35 minutes. I'll get picked up and taken to the BBC studios in Edinburgh for that, and it will air this week, and I'm a bit nervous about it, actually. I made it very clear that I didn't want anything to get political. I'm not interested. It's not that I'm not interested in the situation. Obviously, I have to live with it for as long as we're there, which I have to say that I feel like, well, I'll talk about this in a minute, but I didn't want to talk about political situations. The issue itself is too emotional, and there's so many things that this can trigger. As it is, this is quite difficult for me, actually. It's harder than I thought. But no, she's lovely, and she's so sensitive, and I'm looking forward to talking with her.
There you are!
I found your outdoor furniture.
Ah, right.
Cool. Yes, I'm out here in the garden.
Yeah, I'm not going to lunch right now.
Why?
Apparently 2 hours isn't enough for what she wants me to do, so I'm going to do double on Thursday.
Oh. Right. On Thursday, but isn't Thursday when we're going to the...
Yeah, we will, but I'll just come a bit later.
Okay.
Or, because I said I'll go at 12.
All right.
I'm going to do 4 hours. Okay. I was listening to our boo from last night.
Yeah, I'm just recording one now.
All right, sorry, I will leave you to your...
No, recording. That's all right, you're not disturbing me. I'm just saying, here is your outside table. Right. So, yeah, I made it clear that I didn't want to be political, and she's really, really sweet about it and stuff. But, you know, now that I think of Israel, after having left 11 days ago now, I think. No, hang on, no. Not 11 days ago, is that? Saturday? Nine days ago. Where's my math? Gosh. Yeah, of course. I'm actually quite scared to go back. I feel a lot of the trauma that I didn't, you know. I just want things to work out so that I can continue with my studies and come back here. Because I feel like I compared it yesterday to a bad relationship that you don't think is the end of the world when you're in it, even when you know it should end. But once it ended, the last thing you want is to see the person again. I know that's a horrible thing to say. But now the thought of going there actually fills me with fear. And it's really silly. But I guess it's understandable. I just don't understand it. I guess if somebody had told me this, I'd understand them, but I don't understand all these feelings that go through me right now. I just want to curl up in some corner and break down, which I haven't done. So yeah, quite, on one hand, quite looking forward to the interview. On the other hand, a bit of trepidation there and a bit of fear and a lot of nervousness, because I want to say things right and I want to say what I want to say well, and I know these interviews can't be long, and how do I make the best of things? And anyway, I'll just do what I can do. The only thing I can do is my best. And I sort of can't find my place or what to do right now. I'm feeling a bit anxious. And thank you for all the audio boos that I got. I haven't listened to all of them. I listened to some, and I want to thank each and every one of you, and I will respond to each and every one of you as well. I really will. It's just that things are, I just need to do things a bit slower than usual and just be a bit gentler. I have messed up my food a little bit. I'm trying to do my best, but it's so hard just to keep 100% on top of everything. It's like I need a break, and I don't know where to take the break. What's going to give? Where it's going to get? Where and what is going to give? So I'm just figuring it out. So sorry if I don't sound like myself. I have noticed that I've been a lot less, I am focused, but a bit more scatterbrained, a bit more kind of all over the place than usual. And I guess that's to be expected, but oh man, oh mess. But I'm alright. And just thought I'd say hello and let you know what we're up to. And I'll tell you all about the interview once it's done. And hopefully you guys will be able to listen to it Tuesday night at 8:40 on Radio, BBC Radio 4, In Touch. Alright, I think I'm going to go now and finish putting my makeup on. Well, I put most of it on, I just need to put some lipstick on. And then I shall be on my way. They're sending a taxi, so it should be fine. I'm not worried about that so much, I'm just worried about the thing itself. Good. Well, I will speak with you all soon.